The assembly had an experienced pool of applicants to draw from, but it was not especially diverse. Four people had submitted letters of interest and financial disclosures by the noon deadline on December 31st. A fifth applicant, Mitch McGraw, sent an email to the assembly Friday afternoon before they were scheduled to make their pick. Michelle Putz was the only woman among the applicants. Member Tristan Gavon thought this was significant.
It's important to have an assembly that's representative of Sitka, and losing a woman on the assembly, I think that's something that we should also take into consideration.
Mayor Mim McConnell took it into consideration. She and Phyllis Hackett often worked closely together on issues that, while not gender-specific, represented a shared perspective.
I know I feel the loss of Phyllis in more ways than one, but certainly the prospect of being the only woman is, that's life, but it'd be nice to have another woman on the assembly.
But it was not a lock for Putz based only on gender. She was elected to a one-year term on the assembly in 2012. That experience was an important consideration with the other applicants as well. Larry Cruz had served one full term on the assembly previously, and Tor Christensen had served three. Christensen was also on the ballot in October's assembly race for two open seats and finished a very close third. Orion Hughes Knowles had no prior assembly service, but he ran unsuccessfully for mayor and won 670 votes. Tristan Gavon wondered if the assembly, despite its statutory authority, really had the right to trump voters when making an assembly appointment.
It's really about those people who were put their views forward in the last election, and I think Mr. Christensen, Mr. Hughes Knowles did that. They put their names forward, they engaged in public debate, and they put their views forward as possible elected officials.
Member Matt Hunter also thought the results of the last assembly election were so close that Tor Christensen was effectively in a three-way tie with the winners, Gavon and Steven Eisenbeiss. Still, he offered a long view, weighing ideological balance over gender.
I also thought about everyone who voted for Phyllis 2 years ago and who would be the best person to represent her views at this table and carry on her legacy. And for me, remembering working with Ms. Putz, I think the two of them saw eye to eye on a lot of things, and Michelle voted that way similarly to Phyllis and vice versa for a while. So I'm kind of, at this point, I'm looking at either Mr. Christensen or Ms. Putz as being who I would vote for.
And Hunter did vote for Christensen, as did Gavon and Aaron Swanson on the first ballot. Hunter and Swanson stayed with Christensen on the second ballot, but Gavon and Eisenbeiss switched to Putz on the second ballot. Those two votes, plus votes from Ben Maiasato and Mim McConnell, gave the seat to Putz. Stepping forward to be sworn in, Putz told assembly members, "Thank you, I think." After the meeting, Putz said she was pleased with the appointment, despite some tough times ahead concerning the hospital, roads, and schools.
I'm kind of happy to be doing it. I'm happy to be serving, but it's going to be a rough year, and I did know that when I jumped into this, so it'll be an interesting 10 months.
Putz works part-time for the Forest Service, where her husband, Perry Edwards, is Sitka District Ranger and a board member of KCAW. Putz also serves as vice president of the Sitka Local Foods Network and is a founding member of the Sitka Global Warming Group. Asked if she plans to run for the seat come October, Putz said, "Let's see how the next 10 months go." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.